This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa.
This week on Vanderpump Rules, Katie Maloney is stepping up to the plate. She is spilling truths about Sandoval and calling out Sheena and Lala with her whole damn chest.
Why are Sheena and Lala so set on making amends with Sandoval, even if it means turning on Ariana in the process?
We are going to break it all down, but before we do, make sure you guys are subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo Breaking News.
So let's start off with the scene that we all saw in the preview when Sheena goes over to Villa Rosa and has a sit down with LVP. I mean, this was going viral after last week's episode because of the whole Dancing with the Stars of it all. But she shows up and she kind of shares what happened in Tahoe with Lisa. She basically says that she's going through these stages of grief, which is so beyond, like, Sheena. This isn't that big of a deal. If anybody should be going through stages of grief, it's Ariana, not you. But once again, we have Sheena wondering, why can't this be about me? And it seems like LVP continues to be choosing the wrong side time and time again, because she is backing up Sheena, saying that her feelings are valid and everything like that. But, like, I think that in this case, like, Sheena, just like Sandoval, is surrounded by too many yes people. Like, where are the people being like, Sheena, like, you're doing too much. This isn't about you.
Yeah, snap out of it, girl. Like, listen, I had sympathy for Sheena and even last episode. But this episode, I'm like, girl, it's too much. Like, this is not, he did not die. You guys were not life partners like Ariana and Tom were. Like, yes, you were friends for 15 years. That is a big deal. It sucks losing a friend. But it just feels real extra where she's going with this. And it's coming across as just, like, just selfish and self-centered. And the whole Dancing with the Stars thing was wild because, you know, she tells Lisa, you know, that's what I, like, that was my dream. And Lisa says, yeah, I remember, like, when I went on, you told me that was your dream to get on the show. Sheena says she started taking dance lessons. That seems weird. Like, were they in talks with her team or something? Why would you just take dance lessons out of the hopes that you got the call from Dancing with the Stars? And then she really showed her true colors here when she makes the comment about Ariana has come a long way from being my backup dancer. Like, that shows that she thinks she is better than Ariana, and so she's upset that Ariana's getting all of these things that she thinks she deserves, and it's not a good look.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched Watch What Happens Live, but obviously these are things that Ariana did not have eyes on during the season. She did not know that Sheena said this in the confessional, and she's basically like, a lot of things that Sheena said during this season are really hurting my feelings. And I have a feeling that they're not going to be in a good place, like, after this season, once Ariana really sees what Sheena has been doing behind her back. It's kind of crazy.
That does not surprise me at all. I think it's sad because they kind of have to go. It's like they go through it when they're living it, and then they have to watch it back and get this extra layer on top of it with the confessionals that a lot of times, like, really adds salt to the cut, right? And that's, like, if I were Ariana, I would be really hurt with that stuff too.
Yeah. So just when we think that Sheena is kind of, like, crossing the line, we have Lala being her minion, meeting up with Ariana and basically being like, Ariana, why aren't you sticking up for Sheena? Like, that scene with them getting coffee was absolutely insane to me. Like, first of all, you know, Lala's basically saying, you know, you can't be mad at Sheena for just trying to be cordial with Sandoval. Like, no, 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 honey. That's not what's going on here. Sheena is not just trying to be cordial with Sandoval. She is trying to become best friends with him again. That is not, those are two totally different things that are happening here. And the whole photo thing, like, Lala thinks that it is Ariana's responsibility to go on social media and defend Sheena. That is not her job, even though she nicely, very nicely ended up doing it in the end, but that was not her job whatsoever. You know, she basically explains, I'm setting boundaries. If somebody wants to go hang out with Sandoval, I'm going to set boundaries. I will not be around them. And I'm just going to remove myself from those situations. And for some reason, these girls continue to have a problem with that when that is completely understandable.
It's totally understandable. And I think it's healthy for Ariana. And I commend Ariana for keeping her cool in this moment when Lala was kind of coming for her. And the way she was speaking to her was like, you know, if it had been any other person on the other side of this conversation, it would have gotten into a yelling match like on Melrose Avenue or wherever they were. But Ariana really like kept her cool. She kept her calm. And she has just simply said, look, I am doing this for me, you know, and Lala says, you know, Sheena lost a best friend. And Ariana's like, so did I, two of them. And so it's just like, it's becoming too much. Like, I was totally understanding where Lala and Sheena were coming from, wanting to, you know, not hate on Sandoval so much, but it seems like they're swinging the pendulum way too far in the other direction. And then, like, you can't call Ariana out on not being comfortable with it. Like, she needs her own time to go through the emotions of, you know, losing her life partner, the man who she thought she was going to spend the rest of her life with. And you can't just say, you know, you got to get over it. Like, that's not fair.
I am so furious. So two things here. First of all, the fact that Ariana, I've said this before, knows Sandoval better than anybody, and she calls it exactly like it is. Sandoval is using Sheena to get in with the rest of the group. She's the easiest target. She's the easiest one that's going to come around. And it's so obvious. Like, why isn't anybody realizing this? Second of all, I am having a major issue with Lala because throughout this episode, she is being nothing but a hypocrite. I mean, we all remember, yes, she went through a lot of shit with Randall, and Randall's probably 10,000 times worse than Sandoval. But she was so pissed at everybody who was still hanging out with Randall after they broke up. Even Schwartz, like, went and played pickleball with him or something, and she was like, you're dead to me, I'm done with you, that's that. Like, she would have lost it if people went and hung out with Randall, especially the other girls in the group. So for her to turn this around on Ariana and say it's not okay is complete bullshit.
1,000%. Like, Lala in this situation would set the entire town on fire. I wonder if they're going to watch this back and if Lala's going to look and say, you know, maybe I was going a little too hard on Ariana, who's the actual victim here. All right, should we head over to Girls' Night? We got an appearance from Miss Christina Kelly.
Yes, welcome back, Christina Kelly. Such a breath of fresh air. But, you know, we get the girls on the rooftop drinking their espresso martinis. I mean, chef's kiss. What a perfect way to spend a night. But, you know, of course, the conversation turns to Tahoe. Sheena talks about Sandoval. And there was this really weird comment. I think it was Christina who said, do you think he's more sad about losing your friendship than having a relationship with Ariana? And Sheena's like, 100% yes. They weren't happy at all. And it's like, what?
What?
Like, what were your thoughts? Like, that is just, excuse me?
That was a shocking claim to make. To claim that he was more upset about losing his friendship with Sheena than his entire relationship with Ariana? Like, Sheena, in what world? I'm sorry. In what world? So this is sort of like strike two against Sheena in this episode. And again, she's losing me here. This is too far. It's too much. And I don't know what she's thinking. Like, I really don't know where her head's at, but she is really pushing this victim mentality and no one's here for it. Not one person.
No one. What's the meme that's like, no one, not one person ever. Sheena, why can't it be about me? It's always about me.
1,000%. Okay, so we did get a little touch on Jax and Brittany here. Jax's name came up and Katie immediately said, you know, there's still rumors going around town about him. Like, the streets are talking. Lala agrees. She says the streets are talking quite a bit. And I felt like this was sort of them like planting the seed for the valley. And we're going to kind of start to get this like meshing of the two shows together a little bit, because they are still, you know, relatively in the same circle of friends. And so I think that's kind of the producer's and editor's way of sort of like weaving in this Valley storyline into Vanderpump Rules, so that in a way that feels natural.
Totally. I mean, we're going to see Jack's next episode. He's going to sit down with the guys and talk about Scandoval. And I think that next week we get the premiere. So I think we're going to get this transition episode that's going to lead us into the Valley. And I don't know, with all the Jax and Brittany shit in the news, like, I'm kind of here for it. But we end this scene with one of the most epic scenes of the episode, and that's with Katie Maloney. Like, she is absolutely done with Sandoval. I think the person that's second to being a victim of Sandoval is Katie Maloney. Like, she said it, he basically ruined her marriage and like manipulated Schwartz into breaking up with her, even though I'm sure they had their own issues. But I don't know. You know, Katie is telling it like it is. She's basically like, Sandoval does not give a fuck about your friendship. Like, wake up. Like, I don't know. Sheena is in this dream world where she means everything to Sandoval, and Sandoval is going to like go above and beyond to try to be her friend again. Like, that's not it, Sheena. And Katie and Ariana can see this clear as day, you know, and she's just like, I don't know why you want to make up with him so bad. He's a horrible human being. He interfered in my marriage. The fact that you cannot get over him is absolutely fathomless. And honestly, she is all of us in this moment, because I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, I mean, I think Katie has every right to be upset about Tom. And, you know, they've never gotten along well. Like, they've always butted heads. Tom always has come between Katie and Schwartz, and Schwartz will always side with Tom over Katie. Like, that's been proven time and time again. And so to her, it's like, this man had it coming, and she is glad to get him out of this friend circle. But Sheena and Lala, you know, keep trying to bring him back in. And she's like, what are you guys not getting? What is not clear? Like, he is not a good human. And she can't understand why they so desperately want to welcome him back into the fold when he behaves this way. So it's, you know, there's a lot of feelings there. And I think, you know, they're all valid and they're going to keep coming up, because we get a little bit more of it later on with birth chart reading. But first, we go over to LVP and Sandoval at Tom Tom with the pump gate, which is kind of confusing. And LVP tells Sandoval that she spoke to Rachel and that Rachel's kind of upset with Tom. Tom tells Lisa, like, I just miss her more than anything. I just want to know she's okay. I want to give her a hug. And Lisa's like, well, why don't you reach out to her? Call her. She'll talk to you on the phone. And he's like, no, she blocked me. And then Lisa just does a 180. She's like, all right, well, then it's over. Like, if she blocked you, it's done. Move on. No chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's done. Rachel doesn't want anything to do with him anymore. But the thing that I caught from this scene, and we've seen a lot of scenes about Tom talking about Rachel this season, but Tom has not mentioned missing the relationship with Ariana once. He is still so in this relationship with Rachel. He's obsessed with her. He's in love with her. He misses her so much. He wants to be with her. Not once has he been like, I miss what I had with Ariana. Like, you know, I hope Ariana's doing well. Like, there is no mention of Ariana from Sandoval's mouth, like, at all. And it's kind of crazy the impact that this affair had on him and how he is so hung up on this girl that hasn't spoken to him in a month. Like, you think that he would get the picture by now, but he obviously hasn't. He's still clinging on. And it's just so pathetic to watch.
No, you're so right. That is such a good catch. Like, he doesn't talk at all about missing, you know, the life that he had with Ariana. Yet every single episode we've gotten him saying, I miss Rachel. I miss talking to her. You know, I'm in love with her. And it's kind of sad, because Rachel has seen the light now and she knows that it wasn't real. It wasn't love. She feels like she was being manipulated by him. And now she's filed a lawsuit to prove it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm sure there's more to come there. But okay, shifting gears, we have to talk about the name that's on everybody's lips after this episode, and that is Joe. I know we've seen Joe before, But this episode, we got more of her, and I think maybe it was a little too much. And we see her and Schwartz like arrive at Sir for See You Next Tuesday. And of course, Allie, being the voice of reason, she's like, you know, I don't know much about Joe, but I know that basically nobody likes her. So she's going in like, you know, very cautious, and rightfully so, because right off the bat, we get this quirky, weird, eccentric Joe. Like, I can't even describe the mannerisms or the personality that is coming out of this woman. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know if she's on something or if that's just how she is, but it was a shock.
It was a shock. And, you know, listen, to each her own. If that's her true self coming out and she's just this kind of erratic, like quirky person, great. But it does seem like she rubs off a lot on Schwartz. Like, he seems to become a different person when he's around her. He really lets his freak flag fly. You know, we get them doing like robot voices and like saying like, well, I'm not an alien, you're an alien. It's weird because they come across very brother sisterly almost, but then like they have hooked up. Schwartz is so vague about it. You know, they ask him at one point, how long has it been since the last time you hooked up with Joe? And he's like, I don't remember. And then she's like, it's a month ago. Like, she remembers everything. So I think she probably has more feelings than he does in terms of there being like a romantic connection. But yeah, it's an interesting one. We also get Sandoval at Sir. You know, I was just up the street, just thought I'd pop in, you know, see what was going on. And we get this scene where he gives James some sunglasses, like the sunglasses off his face, right? Here you go, man. These are for you. They look great on you. You keep them. And Allie, once again, proving she's the smartest person in the room on the cast, is like, I think it's pretty clear that Tom's trying to buy James's friendship back. And I'm just hoping that James doesn't fall for it. So she's calling it like it is and, you know, just saying she hopes that James is smart enough to see through it. But I don't know. It seems like it's kind of working. What do you think?
Yeah, this is like the third time we've heard of Sandoval like paying off his friends. Like, first of all, he gives Sheena thousands of dollars during the pandemic. Second of all, somebody called out in the first episode when he was shopping with Schwartz, he actually bought him some sneakers from the store they were at. Now he's buying off James. Like, who's next? What's he going to buy for Lala? Because it seems like Lala is the next one that, you know, hasn't received a gift from Sandoval. So I don't know. He's playing it off as like, I just like to give. I'm a giver, you know, like I like to, you know, help people out. But that's not how it's coming across, dude. It's coming across as like you are trying so hard to buy these people's the way into their heart, basically. And it doesn't come off as genuine. I mean, we all saw the clip that I posted on Instagram about him throwing the $100 bill at the homeless people. Like, if you guys have not seen that, please go over to my Instagram. It is the cringiest thing in the world. He thinks that he is such a charitable guy.
Yes. Yeah.
But it doesn't come off like that whatsoever.
No. No, it doesn't. So the guys decide to have a guys' night. They're like doing a Rat Pack thing or whatever. They're all dressed up in tuxes. Brock arrives in a puffy shirt, maybe from Sheena's closet, unclear. And then the girls all go to Allie's house for like a birth chart reading, which I think is a really cute idea. We get to see Allie doing what she loves, which is astrology. And, you know, Allie kind of starts going in and reading everyone's charts, and she's like, telling Sheena, like, you put everyone before yourself. You fill up everyone's cup before you fill your own. And Sheena's like, yes, 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 that's exactly me. I am like the most selfless person on the planet. Like, thank you for acknowledging that and confirming it for me. We learned that Katie thinks she was a dude in her past life. And honestly, I could see it. You know, she says she has like big dick energy because in a past life, she had a big dick. She was a guy with a big dick. So I really liked this scene. And then it was just like the girls' night compared to the guys' night. The guys' night seemed like, I don't know, kind of meh.
It was so lame. I mean, there was only one other table seated at that restaurant. There was nobody else in there. The lights were so bright. Like, don't you want to go to like a cool like cigar bar or something like, you know, like something more masculine? It was not, I was not feeling that whatsoever. But yeah, I mean, Sorry, I know that Allie is an expert on astrology, but her reading on Sheena could not be further from the truth. I mean, Sheena does not fill anybody's cup before her own. She is actually, I don't know, to be honest, guys, I Googled what a narcissist was last night because I just wanted to know, is Sheena maybe one? Because it kind of seems like it's going towards that. You're always thinking about yourself, putting yourself before others. I don't know. It's kind of adding up. But we get Ariana, you know, finally kind of talking about the move. Everybody's so caught up about why she's still in the house with Sandoval. And I don't know why she didn't come out with this before, but she's setting the record straight. She's basically like, look, guys, I was broke. When Sandoval cheated on me, I was not in a financial position to move. I had $2,000 left in my bank account. I drained it all on the house. I drained it all on something about her. And like, honestly, that's all she needed to say for everybody to just shut up because it's relatable. Like, she dropped all her money on her businesses and couldn't just get up and move. And it wasn't making millions, still isn't making millions. She has to kind of like catch up after she was kind of going broke, basically.
Yeah, I think that that was a really important like piece of information that we had been missing. However, she had to have made at least a couple hundred thousand dollars from like the Duracell ads, the Bic shaving ads, the Uber Eats. Like, listen, we know what influencers get paid, and especially of their caliber. Like, it maybe it's not millions, but she had a lot of stuff going on. So I'm like, okay, but I feel like after 3 or 4 months, like, you've probably saved up enough to be able to move out. So I hear you. And I think, you know, it totally tracks what she was saying. Like, she couldn't move out at the time, but I feel like in that 4 months between it happening and like where we're sitting in at Allie's couch, I feel like she probably has accumulated enough. If she hasn't, then her agents aren't doing a very good job.
Okay. All right. Fair. I mean, I felt for her, but I feel like when you get that, when your bank account gets that low, it's like she probably wanted to build it up before she made any big purchases.
All right. Fair, fair, fair. Being the pragmatic one, I'll give it to you. All right. So we, of course, the conversation kind of turns to, you know, Sandoval. Sheena wanted to confront Ariana at this astrology night and decides, you know what, I better step back and like just let this play out because it doesn't seem like now's the time. It kind of gets brought up with James being, you know, at dinner with Tom. And Ariana's just like, listen, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do, but like, I'm not going to mess around with that. Like, if he wants to go to dinner with Sandoval, if any of you guys want to go to dinner with Sandoval, that's fine. But like, don't talk to me about it. And like, I'm not going to hold you as a close friend anymore. And Lala's kind of telling her like, listen, this is where like the healing starts and blah, blah, blah. And like, you need to like not be so, you know, hard on everyone. And it starts to get a little bit heated. Katie then steps in and starts defending Ariana. And it just gets real messy real fast.
Yeah, I don't know why Lala is now like using her own situation to defend Sheena, but she's basically saying like, you're not going to like what I have to say if I have to bring up my situation. And Katie's like, just fucking say it. What are you even saying? Like, I don't even know that Lala knew her point at that point.
Right.
But Katie was just like, just say it. Say it with your whole fucking chest, bitch. And Lala, like, basically still wouldn't say it. It's like she said it in the confessional that, you know, basically she had a really rough time with Randall, obviously. And the only way for her to move on was just kind of like to put it in her past, which she's telling Ariana to do. But again, I'll say it again, that's completely hypocritical because right after her and Randall broke up, she wanted everybody who hung out with Randall dead. She didn't want anybody from the group to interact with him. So she has 0 point here. She is being so hypocritical. I hope that somebody brings this up to her. Like, yes, I love Katie in this moment, but I just wish we could go back in time and somebody to be like, you didn't want anybody to hang out with Randall. Why are you forcing everybody to hang out with Sandoval?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yeah, and she has also had like 2+ years to get to that point of reflection and saying, you know what? I can't hold on to it. I can't be bitter because it actually hurts me more than it hurts him. Ariana's not at that point yet. This is still very fresh for her. Like, give her time to get there. And she probably will get there, but like not in a couple months. So everyone was just coming really hard for Ariana this episode and kind of making her seem like it was almost a little bit of gaslighting. Like, why aren't you over this yet? And I stand firmly with Ariana in that, like, she has every right to be taking as much time as she wants and, like, to have the boundaries that she wants.
And I think she said a lot when she said, I'm not going to hang out with people who are just having random dinners with Sandoval on a Wednesday night. Like, I think that says, you know, she doesn't care if you're around him. She doesn't care if you're filming with him. She doesn't care if you're cordial with him. But if you become friends with him again and are hanging out outside of the show, doing things with him, kind of, you know, being besties, then I'm out. And if these people like really want to do that, I don't know why they would, but honestly, I would feel the same way. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see this drama play out. We definitely have a new feud brewing. It is Katie and Ariana versus Sheena and Lala. I stand firmly on Team Katie and Ariana. I don't know about you. Where do you stand?
Katie and Ariana for sure. Yeah. I mean, like, listen, I'm usually someone that kind of like, I usually see both sides, and I did for a while see the side of Sheena and Lala, but right now in this moment, I am like Katie and Ariana. They know the truth.
Yes, they do. So we will be back next week to cover next week's Vanderpump Rules. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any more Bravo breaking news.
See you all next time.